This past weekend, more than 1 million people worldwide took to the streets to protest Donald Trump's inauguration. Some estimates even triple that number. But now what? How do you turn marches into a movement? And is that what the marchers want? The world's ISIS Madrid was at the march in D.C. over the weekend. She spoke with protesters and organizers. ISIS, would the organizers say they want a movement to come out of all the marches? And what are the next steps?
Yes, they definitely want this to become a movement. I spoke to Linda Sarsour. She's the executive editor of the Arab American Association in New York, and she's one of the co-chairs of the march. She told me that things are already happening.
There is going to be a group of 500 women who are being trained to run for office. There's going to be teach-ins on different issues around climate justice, around racial justice, happening just around the D.C. area. But to your point, it matters to me more what happens after the march. And what we hope happens is that people are so inspired, so moved, that they go back to their local communities and find causes to be a part of.
So the march organizers also put together this action plan called 10 Actions for the First 100 Days. They put the first one out yesterday, and they're asking people who marched or people who wish they had marched to write a postcard to their senators about what issues matter most to them. And they're also encouraging marchers to, as Linda said, gather in their communities, do this together, write the postcards over drinks and dinner, talk about what matters, and kind of spark change in their own communities.
So the marches were on Saturday, but the organizers are clearly not standing still. Was the march over the weekend different from marches you've covered in the past?
At least in Washington, which is where I was, it was very diverse, very inclusive. I saw white women chanting Black Lives Matter. I saw men wearing T-shirts covered in the names of female family members and friends that they were marching in the name of. I saw Arab women holding up signs for indigenous rights. It was truly a show of solidarity.
So that's impressive. But inclusivity, could it be a problem going forward? Because many famous marches in the past have focused on one goal, opposing the Vietnam War, opposing the war in Iraq. But the stated platform online for the Women's March in Washington and all the sister marches was pretty all-encompassing. Reproductive rights, women rights, equal human rights, equal pay for equal work, even environmental justice. Is that going to be an issue for turning this into a cohesive social movement?
Well, it's complicated, Marco. On the one hand, you can argue that these movements are stronger together. If my sisters rise, I rise. You know, those were the kinds of signs that I saw and the chants that I heard. But on the other hand, inclusivity and intersectionality, the whole idea is these intersections of oppression, intersections of obstacles that women are facing. There's race, there's gender, there's climate change in your community, poverty, disabilities. And there's going to be friction when those intersections connect. And moving forward together as a group is going to be difficult. There will be growing pains. We'll see what happens.
But it sounds like Linda Sarsour is saying, bring it on, we can do this together.
Yes, she definitely is.
The world's ISIS Madrid, thanks very much.
Thanks, Marco.